with the black feet lying low, with the Pawnee lying low, lying low.
Chilling. The wind at the end.
Yes.
And what you've illustrated beautifully here is Vachel Lindsay was a poet, but he was a performer. Tell me more about that.
You know, he was a thunderous orator and a quiet, thoughtful reciter. He read for 3 million people in his lifetime. That was the estimate. I mean, who does that? And his recitals, people actually chanted his poems back to him. There was call and response. So he introduced music to the audio landscape of poetry. And that was Vachel Lindsay. They said that he would almost be worn out and collapse at the end of his recitals because he gave so much. He was almost the Bruce Springsteen of the poetry circuit, so to speak.
Why Vachel Lindsay for you?
I found a little red book hiding on a bookstore shelf in Woodstock, Illinois, and picked it up. And there was Adventures While Preaching the Gospel of Beauty by Vachel Lindsay. And it was off from there. Vachel Lindsay has something that was relevant to say then and is relevant now. His comments about industrialism, his embracing the natural world, the natural sounds, transforming every person and every community and making them more beautiful, more democratic, and more holy is really a societal transformation that he was after.
These performances that you're going to do this weekend.
I wanted to do this vehicle of Vachel Lindsay and his work, specifically these solo, moneyless, unaccompanied walks across the country in 1906 through 1912. I mean, again, who does that? But a really passionate, committed person. I mean, there was no sunscreen. There was no water. It was all rural villages. He ignored all cities. So that story needed to be told. And this is a great format for that at the Chicago Fringe Festival. It's a great format anywhere to do, to just remind people that really you have to transform yourself in your own neighborhood. And it was really instructions for how to transform a democracy.
What is it that you want people who see this to come away knowing or even feeling about Vachel Lindsay?
Lindsay's central message was this: the things most worthwhile are one's own hearth and neighborhood. We must strive to make our own home and neighborhood the most beautiful, the most democratic, and the holiest in the world. That's the opening paragraph to The Gospel of Beauty by Vachel Lindsay. That's what I'd like people to take away, that they can transform their own neighborhoods through small actions. And as he said, gather a little circle of your own sort of workers about oneself. He was saying in community, make a community for beauty and art and plant those seeds and tend them until they grow, even if this is beyond your lifetime.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for the opportunity to let Vachel speak just a little bit.